night of the day.
Pardon?
29th of July and the 29th of October. She died 29th July and he died 29th of October.
And you were living up at Blairgowrie then?
Up to that time.
Really?
We left a few days after he died, come down here. Well, we didn't exactly come down here, we went down the other house, then we moved from that to here.
How do you pronounce Blairgowrie? Did you say Blairgowrie like I would say Blairgowrie?
Well, down Manx people it's Blairgowrie.
Blairgowrie. And how would you say what I would call Druidale?
Druidale.
And what are the other names around there? Corrady.
Corrady.
Well, you
brought, you lived
I was reared in Corrady, on the time I was 6 months. I was born Douglas, Murray's Road.
Oh, yeah.
And I was brought to Corrady when I was 6 months of age, and I was there until, well, in fact, I was there until 1909. My grandmother died. Then we shifted to the Blairgowrie there till 1929. And we had it in 1931.
That's 20 years ago,
They'd be farming the Corrady then.
Farming in Corrady. And farmed the Blairgowrie, both.
You must have had a job ploughing the fields at Blairgowrie, eh?
No, you could plough with a pair of horses. And you could cart out of the steepest field almost with a bogie and a pair of horses.
Could you?
Yes.
I'd like to have seen that, Harry, would you?
It was
heavy work, of course, but you could cut it with a scythe or you could cut it with a reaper, either.
It's a cut down.
Cut down?
Aye.
Yes. And then carting it up to the house. And the thrashing mill was there to thrash it.
Yes, I've seen that old thrashing mill.
And now it was in ruins.
The house itself has got a roof.
The house itself is not bad, but the outbuildings and the edges is all gone because it hasn't been cultivated, you see, since 1926.
Yes.
Last crop that was in, and with potatoes in, and jolly good they were.
I see. I
same here on the point. Just back of the little hedge.
Where?
The sound. Only the turf is awful clay.
Thaltewill Hedge, is that somewhere on Corrady then?
No, Thaltewill, Perk. You know where Thaltewill is, don't you?
Yes.
Well, isn't there a hedge round about there, the boundary hedge?
Oh, yes.
Well, just outside there.
Oh, I see.
The turf lanks there.
Up on the edge of the mountain.
Aye, but you've got to cut it with a spade. Aye. Not with a turf spade, an ordinary spade.
An ordinary spade.
Aye.
Part of Snaefell then?
Yes, Snaefell.
Did you call it Snaefell or Snaefield?
Snaefell.
Snaefell. I've heard some of the Manx people say Snaefell or something like that.
Snaefell.
Snaefell.
Snaefell. It's the Manx of Snaefell.
Yes.
And where the turf is getting cut is the double wee.
The double wee? Do you know what that means?
The yellow pond.
You've been cutting turf yourself up there?
Yes. I've seen about 20 of us in the turf. I'm bringing all our food with us. That we'd have lunch at 11 o'clock, dinner at 12, tea at 4.
Yes, so
bringing the kettle and the crow.
The kettle and the crow, right?
Last of the time you'd have been feeds in the mountain.
Yes, I bet it was.
Plenty of meat and plenty of soda cake, plenty of butter, jam.
And jock.
And corn bun, no broth. Too so far to bring broth.
Aye, but what about jock? Was there none of that?
Well, there's plenty of jock, because the bone goes near enough.
Aye. It was a whole day's job, I suppose.
Days? Because you'd be cutting there for 3 or 4 days. They reckon they cut 20 loads a day.
Yes.
And that's burning from that time until the following year. And sometimes a good stack left for the next year. We never always had a bit of turf in hand. I never seen coal until I went to school. In fact, it wasn't coal, it was coke then. And we never had coal in our own house until I'd be about 16 years. Unless we'd have to go back to yet, too.
I wouldn't wonder.
Aye, Joe. Coal is getting scarce and it's getting dear.
At what time in the morning would they be starting for the turf?
Leaving home at 7 o'clock.
I see. Would some be starting earlier if they had to come from further?
I've seen them standing going up from Kirkbride on May Day. At least I've heard them. I haven't seen them because it's too early in the morning, up at 4 o'clock. And some going the night before. get their own legs.
Tremendous ride down there.
Oh, because everybody just was cutting turf.
Yes.
Would they be camping out on the mountain?
Hey?
They'd camp out?
No.
They'd go home at night?
Get
go
their
home
own
every night?
They'd go home every night. They had their cats and horses going up there and a load of stuff. And you spent the day up, go home at night. As long as you had the lag the first time, you see, you're right. There's nobody there going it.
Oh, I see.
And that's the thing I'm afraid we'll have to do this year's cut turf.
Looks like
looking that way.
Yeah. Huh? Thank goodness, all
well,
right.
Good exercise.
Just that, it's not hard work.
No, I don't suppose it is.
Because fine weather up there in the summertime, you know, in May and June.
What's the word that the old people used to use now for the turf spade? There's a Manx word on it, isn't there?
I don't know. What is the Manx of the turf spade?
Yes, it is.
And then you had to put the scra, the top sod, back again, the lag, when you're finished.
You've got to do that yet.
Have you?
Yes, Mr. Stowe, Glen Roy, will chase you if you don't.
Well, now they've got to pick the lags for you. You can't have your own lags.
Is that so?
I don't think so. I think there's a place allotted out to you, to each person.
That'll be the common lands board that see to that.
And used to be, you were cutting mighty good turf in Pennypot, too.
Yes.
Good black turf.
You've cut there, Harry, haven't you?
One Pennypot, yes.
Aye.
You're only to cut in a certain place that the water won't, that the drains won't get into any of these streams to pollute them.
Yes.
I think that the way Mr. Stone is telling you, you're only to cut in a certain district.
Yes, that'll be it.
Well, you can go 7 sods deep.
Yeah.
Out in the WE.
How deep?
7.
7 sods?
Ah.
That's not down to the bottom.
You get then to the gravel.
Ah, yeah. Where did you say this was? The
Double Wee?
And where is that? Is that near the bungalow?
Yes.
On Mullahow?
Mullahow is further out.
I see. It's the same side of the road as...
Yes, on the same road.
Yes.
Well, did you cut in the same lag every year?
Well, you're moving on. Suppose you had this turf lag this year. Well, that's the same place as the SL, but you can skin a bit further back. And then you're coming on the level ground that's below you to spread your sods on.
Yeah. Well, there was a place on Pennypot where they used to do mining at one time, wasn't there?
Hey?
There was a place on Pennypot at the foot there where they used to do mining.
Oh, that's in the bottom.
Aye.
Just near the leg or any of
that. That's just the place.
Yes.
I've heard people say that, what's the fellow's name?
The Pennypot Wheelcase.
That's it. What's the fellow's name? Bill the Craig, he used to go over there and work at nights after working on his farm all day.
At the mines?
Aye.
I suppose he would.
Aye.
And then there was mines out Gutnaheri.
At where?
Gutnaheri.
I don't know that name. Well,
yes.
Where's that?
Between the Shell of Fen and the Erie.
Oh.
There's mine pits out there, mine shafts, are there?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen them, Tom, haven't
I know
you?
That, I know that, it's so long, you're from along the stream.
Yes. You can see the holes in still.
I see. Well, that might have been the place where Bill the Craig would be going then.
He'd be going out to Pennypot too. They didn't mind in them days.
No, I don't suppose they did.
Why, gracious, the tailors was farming all day and sowing all night.
Is that so? That's good.
If are you going tonight, Tom?
Night?
Aye.
To the Craigans.
Very cool, eh?
Willie Curley Cram get the Claggins.
Aye. I heard he was snowed up there the other day. Is that so?
Well...
Oh, he'll be in the house for 2 or 3 days, blue coming down.
Aye.
Sometimes you don't see him for a week.
No. Well, he's living on his own practically up there.
Aye, by himself.
Apart from the fairies.
Hey?
Apart from the fairies.
Oh, well, he's got a wireless.
Aye, that's right.
And he's got plenty of music.
Has he?
Yes.
Did you know the people living in the Craig Moor in the old days?
I remember them all.
Yes. Who were they now?
Bill the Craig, Jim the Craig, and Molly the Craig.
And were they all brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Aye.
And then I remember them living in Killabrega, too. All Mrs. Kinraid and Mr. Kinraid, and the brother, Billy Kinraid. I remember them three. Mm-hmm. And Liza and John, which are living now in Saltby Glen.
That's right.
And I remember that house getting burnt.
It was during the war, wasn't it? The first war.
Yes.
Pity it got burnt. All the houses are going to ruin now.
Oh, all all the hills are in ruins now.
Oh, yes.
My good gracious, remember the Solbit Glen Chapel full of people? And I was working in Thaltewell, and there was a staff there of about 20. And a full of lodgers as well as that, as well as the visitors.
What the days, though?
By Jove, then, what the days. It was hard work, but it was fine times. It was. I remember they told the will putting the visitors out to the schoolhouse to sleep.
What would happen to the scholars then?
Holidays.
Oh, holidays.
Mm. Teacher was away on a holidays, and the school was empty, and the house was empty, so the house was given to Mr. Caller to put visitors in to sleep.
When you were living in the colony, did you do your own spinning?
Yes.
Spin your own?
We'd spend all our own stock and yarn. Grandma did. Mm. Used to get the rolls done down at the mill here. South was mill.
I didn't card them yourself?
No, didn't card them at all. It's all spent on the rolled at the mill. And if you wash your wool, it was clean, ready for getting the rolls made. Always used to wash the wool. You get more money for it then, too.
I see.
It's only about fourpence a pound.
Well, were you helping your mother? Were you doing a bit of spinning, too? Or?
I could spin.
You could.
Because we had to do our own spin, our own knitting.
Yes. And then it would be spun. It would be woven at the...
Where that stockings would wear for years.
Yes.
There's no wearing them.
And it would be woven up at the mill, would it?
Well, the wool wasn't, it was spun, 3-ply.
I see. And then it'll be woven into a web of cloth at the mill.
At the mill, they'd done the weaving of the cloth, but we had our own spinning. Of course, you could get the stocking yarn at the mill if you wanted it.
Yes.
And in them days, you could get the stocking yarn for 1/6 a pound.
That's
and the
different.
Black stocking yarn, 2 shillings.
That's different, isn't it?
It's all different. Mm. And good flannel for 1/4. And blankets, 12/6 a pair.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh. You're asking me something now, Harry. About 40 years ago.
40 years.
Bless me, when blankets come to be a pound a piece, the people thought they were broke.
Mm-hmm.